going to ask, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, that, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God's name. Sister Latasha, that you open us up in prayer tonight.
Amen. Okay. Father God, we come into your presence on today, oh God. Lord God, we come thanking you, Father, for your word that's going to come forth on tonight, oh God. Lord God, I just ask you on today, oh God. Lord God, cover everyone that's on the phone line, those that are going to call in, oh God. Lord God, we thank you, Father. We're grateful on today, oh God. Lord God, we come to you, oh God, with humility, oh God. Lord God, we come to you, oh God, thanking you for each and everything that you're about to do and things that you have already done, oh God. Lord God, we trust you, oh God, even when we don't see it, oh God. So, Father, I ask you on today, oh God, Lord God, cover each and every one on today and their families. And, Father, we just thank you, oh God. We just thank you and we bless your holy name, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen. Love
yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you,
God's name. Hallelujah. My God, we thank God for the fellowship. Amen. This is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. This is our weekly Bible study at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time via conference call Sanctuary. That number is 605-313-5111, and the access code is 151-647-pound-key. Amen? Praise God. Amen, beloved. And so today, amen, hallelujah, as we move forward, hallelujah, Jesus, God has been really releasing some good prophetic revelation. Amen, hallelujah, in this season. Amen. I mean, it's always good to me, praise God, hallelujah. But, it you know, at times when he's really directing, amen, and instructing us, amen, I can't help myself, amen, hallelujah. And then, amen, we have to learn how to walk in application, amen, of what it is that God has done or what it is that he's doing, amen, hallelujah. And so there comes a time when we have to measure, amen, hallelujah, how sharp we are or how much we have developed, amen. And so today, amen, beloved, amen, hallelujah. I know that in my walk, amen, hallelujah, when maturation comes, amen, there was things that I did not understand that I may understand now, or things that I didn't have the grace to do, but now I am graced to do it or turn away from it, amen. And I believe that that's when, amen, I believe that that's when maturation comes. But I believe that one of the things that God has been speaking to us about, amen, and we are going to, hallelujah, echo this over and over again throughout 2021, going beyond human limitations and human boundaries, and tapping into heaven resources and tapping into the Holy Ghost power without measure. And the reason why, because the flesh can't please God. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. The flesh cannot please God. And the only way that God can be pleased is by faith. Amen. And by us walking, amen, according to his spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. And so when we were born of the spirit, amen, there was a time when we was earthy, amen, when we was dead in our sin. We was of Adam. We was earthy, amen. And so those that are earthy understand earthly things, amen, that it can only bring forth fruit after its own kind. But now that our faith is in Jesus Christ and his finished work at the cross, and the reason why I reiterate that, because people will listen to the lesson and they need to know, amen, that there is only one way, amen, that we can have right standing with God, one way in which we can be saved, one way, and there's only one name in which this takes place, and that name is Jesus, amen, hallelujah. And because we release these recordings, amen, we have to be clear what that way is, because we do understand that there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end of that way is death. And so the Bible teaches us that there's only one name in which we shall be saved, and that name is Jesus the Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, amen. I believe that it's very important that when revelation is released and when the word of God is released, amen, that we learn how to apply it. Amen, that revelation and that word. And so how do we go beyond human limitations and human boundaries? Because as a human, we are limited. We are limited without the Spirit. Amen. We were limited. Amen. We was limited in access. You know, now we have unlimited access to the throne of grace. So there's access to spiritual things. Being born of the Spirit means that now we have spiritual life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we have access. Amen. Hallelujah. And then God has given us the spiritual authority. Amen. And he has given us authority over principalities, powers, and spiritual wickedness. And he has given us authority to use Jesus' name. He has given us authority, amen, to bind and loose. He has given us the authority to forgive sins. And some people don't believe that, but as long as it is God's formula for salvation. Even when people believe, Jesus said, and your sins have been forgiven. Amen. It's immature that we need to speak more like kingdom citizens. Amen. When someone has repented or they have believed, it's all right to say that their sins has been forgiven. Have you seen that in the word of God where we can forgive sins?
Where we what?
Can forgive sins.
Well, we can forgive sin.
Yes, yes. Have you seen that in the Word of God?
No, I don't think so.
All I saw was when Jesus said, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." I haven't seen where man has said it. At least I don't recall.
Uh huh. Well, we have to remember that we are joint co-heirs with Jesus, right?
Amen.
We are joint co-heirs with Jesus, and we have his inheritance. You know, his inheritance is for us as well. When you think about it, that there's only one new man. There's not a lot of little men running around. There's only one new man. Once we became born again, we was baptized into what?
Jesus Christ.
Baptized
into the family
into the
of God.
Of Jesus. That's right.
Okay.
And so the Bible teaches that we are baptized into Jesus Christ. That Christ is not divided. There's only one new man. We're the body. He's the head. There is only Christ. There is only
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
And so
Amen.
If we be hidden in Christ, amen, that power and spirit that you come in, you speak according to his authority. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And so we have to learn how to identify with his resurrection, and we have to learn to identify that, hallelujah, Jesus. 1 minute, I'm trying to look for something. We have to begin to identify that when we speak on behalf of the Father. Amen. If we are walking according to how we walk, there's times when I bless people and I may say, I speak on behalf of the Father when I say, because I know that I have authority to speak on behalf of God. Amen. I know that Amen. He has downloaded something in me. Amen. And so this is all about us being developed to be able to walk in our kingdom authority. And I'm going to find that scripture. Amen. If I don't get it before this lesson is out, I'm going to find it, and I'm going to send it all to you. Amen. And I'm also going to send out, amen, Sunday service. Sunday service that passed was about obtaining favor with God, right? How do we obtain favor with God? And there was 12 disciplines that I spoke of. I have the scripture references with it. I'm going to send that out as well. That is finished, that y'all can meditate on those scriptures, amen, that you can mature in seeking God's favor. What is it to seek God's favor? If you have not listen to that teach, that is a teach that is worth listening to, praise God, amen?
Yes,
and
it
so,
is.
Yeah, amen, hallelujah. Amen. And so I believe that God is really making his church without spot and without wrinkle. And so today, amen, beloved, we're going to do, amen, a prophetic exercise, amen, hallelujah. It is a different type of teach. And the reason why we're going this way is because we're talking about moving beyond human limitations and human boundaries and tapping into God's power without measure. And we want to know what it's like to do that. We want to be able to exercise that. We want to be able to identify. Amen. And so in First Peter, amen, is that First Peter? No, that's not what I want. I want First John 4. First John 4. Amen. Let us turn to First John 4 first. And this is, and then we're going to, the scripture text that we're doing today is coming from 2 Samuel 13. 2 Samuel 13. And you're going to exercise the gift of discernment. When we're reading that scripture, I really want you to pay attention to what spirit is working. If there's someone giving counsel, I want you, because we're going to, after we read it, that's the only thing that we're doing today. I want you all to be able to identify the different spirits that was at work, whether it was human, whether it was demonic, or whether it was Holy Ghost. Amen, hallelujah. Or whether it was the Spirit of God. Amen. Because if we don't have these exercises, how will you know? How will you be trained up? Amen. I also want you to know, but I'm going to touch on that later. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 4 first.
Amen.
Amen.
And at verse 1, someone begin to read at verse 1 down to 5.
Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now, already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them.
And 6 says?
Oh, I thought you said the 5. Okay.
I did say 5. Mm-hmm.
Okay, 6 says, mm-hmm, we are of God, he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
Amen. So that's Amen. Discernment, beloved. You have to be able to discern whether it is the spirit of truth that is motivating or whether it is the spirit of error. The reason why we have overcome the world is because Christ has overcome the world for us. Amen. It is him that has done the work. It was all finished at the cross. Amen.
Amen.
And it says that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And so Christ is in us. The Bible teaches us that he that has not the spirit of Jesus Christ is none of his. And so Christ is in us. Amen. And so the spirit and the power that we operate or that we yield to is by way of Christ. When people are being healed, when they're being delivered, when they're being saved, amen, that is the power of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I remember being a part. Amen. I remember being a part of a prayer group right down here, and a woman was healed through the prayers that went forth. And one of the older women said, "We strong." And I said, "No, you're not strong, but Jesus Christ is strong." Because it was his power that brought about that healing. And so God knows how to keep us humbled. He humbled the Apostle Paul with the thorn in his flesh, because Apostle Paul said that he asked for it to be removed many times. God told him no 3 times, and Apostle Paul said that this thorn in his flesh was an agent from Satan to buffet him. Amen, hallelujah. And so, beloved, we have to be mindful that even when people were healed by the early church, Peter and them, amen, they said, when they want to know what power was this, it was the power of Jesus, the same Christ that you crucified. Amen, hallelujah. And so, beloved, we have to remember to give God the glory. Amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
We have to remember to say that Jesus is power and that he can do what no other power can do. And so when people are being healed and delivered, amen, the kingdom of God has visited them, and that is the power of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so it says here, beloved, believe not every spirit. Amen. Listen, when you speak, you're speaking by a breath. You're speaking by a ruah. Amen. Hallelujah. You are speaking by way of a spirit. Satan is a motivator. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But we should be following the motivation of the Spirit of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. He should be inspiring us. Amen. He should be motivating us. Amen. So how do we grow to a place where, see, sometimes we're trying to discern other people, but we have to grow up to the point where we're just discerning our own thoughts. Amen. Hallelujah. Because if you could discern your own thoughts and guard your heart, amen, someone can say something, but because you are developed in that gift of discernment, amen, hallelujah, amen, you can tell the difference of what is working and what is going on, amen, hallelujah. And so the Holy Spirit is not going to lead you into sin, amen. The Holy Spirit is not going to lead you against the Word of God. The Holy Spirit is not going to do that. Amen, hallelujah. And so I remember saying to you guys that we want to know what spirit is that. Sometimes people can say that Pentecostals are sooty spooky. Amen, hallelujah, because everything is a spirit. But the Bible says here, try every spirit by the spirit.
Amen.
And so the spirit which you're trying the other spirits by, amen, is the Holy Ghost. He's the truth. What you're trying these other spirits by is the revealed written word, because it has been inspired by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. This is how we try the spirits by the Spirit. Amen. And so I also want to bring your attention to, I know that we are, the Bible teaches on the Antichrist and how the Antichrist will be in the temple of Jerusalem. That is the Antichrist. But the Bible tells us that the spirit of the Antichrist is already at work. Amen. The spirit of the Antichrist will deny that Christ is God. The spirit of the Antichrist will deny that. Amen. That spirit works through atheists and other people. Amen. And so sometimes when you're ministering, I believe that's why Christ sent them out 2 by 2. Somebody needs to be praying. You have to be able to discern when that spirit is working, and you combine that spirit. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you
cannot
plunder the house of the strong man until you first bound the strong man. Amen. Hallelujah. And so when they speak about the strong man is stronger than man, but Christ is stronger than the strong man. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
So we have to walk in that authority of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When it comes down to binding and loosing. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Greater is he that is in you or me than he that is in the world. Amen. We are born of the Spirit. Amen. We should be discerning spiritual things. And when we speak, amen, if you are in Christ, when we speak, amen, hallelujah, you are to hear. Amen, hallelujah, because it says the world is the world. And so sometimes when you minister into the world, sometimes you don't understand why the world ain't hearing you, why the world ain't getting it. You have just made a deposit. Amen. You have just made a godly deposit. And I want you to know that your work is not in vain, because once you have made that deposit, it's up for God to get the increase on that deposit. And there's times when you just have to keep watering and water it and water it. I'm trying to tell you that the world don't hear you. That
yes.
people in the world are blinded by faith.
Yes.
They're blinded. They're blinded.
Yes,
they are.
We who once was blinded. We who
yeah.
once was blinded. Amen. Hallelujah.
They think we crazy. They think sometimes we're crazy or something, you know?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. But listen, you are peculiar. You are peculiar people. The Bible says that. The Bible
amen.
Says that people is peculiar. So when they
yes.
think you're crazy, amen, you can get with that because you are a peculiar people. Amen.
Yes.
You love the unlovable.
Amen.
You give those that come up against you. You bless those that don't do you right. Amen. And so
right.
we are peculiar people. We're peculiar.
Yes.
We're healthy.
Yeah.
Amen. People don't understand. You may not understand the love of God. You know, his own
yes.
people, they didn't understand it, and they crucified him. Amen, hallelujah.
Right. Amen.
Amen. They
amen.
Crucified him. Amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we want to be mindful. And so now we know that we have to try every spirit by the spirit. Amen. But listen, your
amen.
Flesh can't do that. Amen. Your
no.
flesh can't do that. We're going to go
no.
to 1 Corinthians 12. Because I want to show you how there are gifts of the Spirit that the Holy Spirit will work through you. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not like you, this is why you have to be connected to the true bond, and that true bond being Christ, beloved. You don't need to be unplugged. You need to be plugged in. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to be connected. You need to keep a connection. Amen.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 12. Begin, and this is just some of the gifts, because if we went to Ephesians speaks about the administrative gifts. Amen, hallelujah. And so those amen. Are the ascension gifts in Ephesians, amen. And those gifts
amen.
Are the giftings of the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, the evangelist. And those gifts was given for the work of the ministry, for the equipping of the saints, we all come to maturity knowing the difference between good and evil. Amen. Hallelujah. And so
yes.
when you read Ephesians 11, is it 11? Ephesians 4, I believe, it tells you concerning the gifts, the ascension gifts, those are the administrative gifts. Amen. And those are the administrative gifts, and those are the gifts used to develop the church. Those are the gifts used to break ground and lay the right foundation. Amen, hallelujah. Those are the gifts used to go out into the vineyard, that like the evangelist goes out. Amen, hallelujah, and is a
amen.
Witness of Christ. Amen. Those are the gifts used. Amen, hallelujah. And so, listen, we are not operating in our own limitations. Amen. We have
amen.
The Spirit. Amen. When Jesus ascended, he ascended and he gave gifts to men. Amen. Hallelujah. He didn't
amen.
Leave us giftless. So we have spiritual gifts to be able to operate. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. To do the work of Christ. Amen. And so, beloved, you can't do this on your own. And I know that some people, when they go out to evangelize, they feel like that when they're being rejected, amen, you know, you have to really be mindful of that spirit of rejection. Because that spirit
yes.
can begin to work in your life. You know, when people don't
mm-hmm.
want to hear you, when they reject the gospel, you
yes.
yourself begin to feel rejected. And so that's why it's very important that you stay prayed up. Amen. When we used to go out
yeah.
evangelism, we used to start off in prayer. We would end in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Because, listen, you're going, amen, out into the kingdom of darkness, amen, and you're
yes.
pulling people out with the gospel, amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
You're shaking things up. You're speaking into the cosmos, amen, hallelujah.
Yeah.
And so things are going to take place. And so let's go
yeah.
to 1 Corinthians 12, because what I want you to see is the nine gifts of the Spirit, amen, that the Holy Spirit works through the people of God, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is only some of the gifts. I will say there's gifts of health. There's other gifts. Amen. Gifts of mercy. But we're going to read these because we're going to deal with today the gift of discernment. Amen. And so as you mature in Christ, so will your discernment mature. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. This time
hallelujah.
When you can discern things and you don't even have to say nothing. You know, you don't have to, it's not like you're running around pointing out every spirit. Amen. It may be for you to pray, and it may be because God wants you to know what it is that you're dealing with. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
So we know that Jesus was a great discerner. Amen. He knew that when Peter spoke, that Peter spoke by the wrong spirit. There was times when Peter spoke revelation that came forth from God by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
He said, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you. And then there was times when
he also
said to his disciples that you know not what spirit you speak by. Amen?
Yes, he did.
When they wanted to fall down fire. And so, beloved, those of us that believe that it's born of the Spirit, we have to be careful not to lend our voice box and our tongue over to the wrong spirit. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, if it happened to the early church and they was able to speak by way of the wrong spirit, amen, don't think that if we're not careful in discernment, being slow to speak, slow to anger, amen, hallelujah, Jesus. Listen, when thoughts come in your mind, you need to try it by way of the spirit. Amen. You got the liberty to speak whatever. But
and cast it down.
Amen, hallelujah.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
And I believe that if individually, if we mature and become better with walking by the Spirit and operating in the spiritual gifts, amen, I believe that it makes the body better. Amen. Because I can't make you better. You have to yield to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
It is your yielding to the Spirit.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So,
We're
going to read through the 9 gifts of the Spirit. Amen. And then we're going to read 2 Samuel, and I want y'all to be able to discern there after we read through it. Amen. I want y'all to pay attention. Take out your pen and pad. Write down the spirits as the person is reading. Write them down. Write down what you see. Write that there's different scriptures that you're going to, and I didn't take notes. Amen. I really want to hear from you tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus, because this is how we sharpen our swords. Iron sharpens iron. Amen. Hallelujah. And your sword has to be sharpened. Your discernment has to be sharpened. So these are exercises, amen, in which we can sharpen our discernment. This time the Holy Spirit will allow you to see what spirit is at work. I mean, you'll actually see that spirit. You may even hear the rattle of the snake. Amen. Hallelujah.
Ooh, my God.
God can allow you to hear and see things in the spirit. Amen. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Don't be afraid.
Yes. He allowed me to see something before, too. Yes.
Amen. All that means is that your eyes are open wide. Amen. Hallelujah.
Sister.
Because, beloved, there is a prophetic term concerning your sight. Now, if your eyes are open shut, that means that you can see in the natural but not in the spirit. Amen. But if your eyes are open wide, that means that you can see in the spirit and the natural. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you're born of the spirit, you ought to be able to see, discern, hear in the spirit. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so even throughout your day, try the spirit by the spirit. Try it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. People want to say, oh, I don't need no counselor. I don't need no psychologist. It's not about that. Amen. You got to sharpen your skills. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Sharpen the gifts of the Spirit. Work the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. And so I want you to read from, we in 1 Corinthians 12. I'm going to ask for someone to read from verse 1. And just till we get down to, for the body is not one of many members, we want to go all the way down to, I don't want to read down to 31. Just read and I'll tell you when to stop. Let us just read so we can get through this part of the lesson.
Okay. So we're going to start at spiritual gifts, right? Verse 12.
Verse 1.
Okay, yeah, verse 1. Verse 1 and 12, right?
No, chapter 12, verse 1.
Okay, so my friends, you asked me about spiritual gifts. I want you to remember that before you become followers of the Lord, you were led in all the wrong ways by idols that cannot even talk. Now I want you to know that if you are led by God's Spirit, you will say that Jesus is Lord, and you will never curse Jesus. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but they all come from the same Spirit. There are different ways.
Did you hear that, 11? I want you to stop right there. There are diversities of gifts, different kinds of gifts, but it's only coming from the Holy Ghost. It is only coming from the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen. So
Amen.
We want to be mindful. The Holy Spirit does not compete with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's not going to compete with himself. Amen. So if there's competition, if I'm born of the Spirit and you're born of the Spirit and the Holy Spirit is working through you, there should not be no competition. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Same Spirit.
If it is the same Spirit.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. So we have to be mindful about that. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are brothers and sisters in Christ, and the Holy Spirit does not compete with himself.
Amen.
Praise God. Okay, go ahead and read.
There are different ways to serve the same Lord, and we can each do different things. Yet, the same God works in all of us and helps us in everything we do. The Spirit has given each of us a special way of serving others. Some of us can speak with wisdom, while others can speak with knowledge. But these gifts come from the same Spirit. To others, the Spirit has given great faith or the power to heal the sick. For the power to work mighty miracles, some of us are prophets, and some of us recognize when God's Spirit is present. Others can speak different kinds of languages, and still others can tell what those languages mean. But it is the Spirit who does all this and decides which gifts to give to each of us.
Okay, I want you to stop right there. It is the Holy Spirit that is doing all of this. It ain't man. Amen. It's the Holy Ghost. And he decides what gifts to give. Amen?
Yes.
And so for those that have a prophetic bank, amen, the beginning of prophecy starts with intercessory prayer. Amen? If you're a prophet and you don't have a prayer life, I don't want to hear nothing because you ain't a prophet. Amen?
Amen.
Prophecy starts with intercessory prayer. The second part of prophecy is discernment of gifts, discernment of spirit. And that's what she said. It says, chapter verse 10, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirit, right? And so discerning of spirit is I believe, another level of the prophetic. Amen. And the gift of prophecy don't make you a prophet. The gift of prophecy means that that is a gift that the Spirit is working through you. There is a gift of prophecy, and then there is the office of the prophet. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
And so, beloved, we want to be mindful. Amen. Hallelujah. Just because you prophesy don't make you a prophet. That just means that the Holy Spirit, he can work through you through the word of knowledge. And that may get a person's attention. The word of knowledge speaks of anything that has happened in the past and anything that's happening in the present. He may operate in the gift of wisdom, and then he may operate in all three, depending on what he's trying to do. Amen, hallelujah, or what he's trying to bring forth. He may go from the word of knowledge to wisdom, and he may thrust you into prophecy. Amen, hallelujah. My God.
Yeah.
Well, we must remember that that is not man working. That is the work of the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so today we're going to be looking at the gift discerning of spirit. And like I said, to be able to discern, that all that means is to know. It's to know the difference. To know what is speaking when they are speaking. Whether it is human, whether it is demonic, or whether it is Holy Spirit. Some of us know that when they used to dream at Salvation Deliverance Church, amen, Apostle William Brown said, well, maybe you ate the wrong thing last night or ate too late, amen. Amen, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. That ain't the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And so we have to be mindful, amen, of what we are saying is the Spirit. Whatever comes forth prophetic needs to be tried. Amen.
Yes.
And it needs to be tried by the Word of God. It needs to be tried by the Spirit of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so, beloved, now that we have an understanding of the gift of discernment, and we know that you can only discern by way of the Holy Ghost, amen, because he's a spiritual thing. And so, Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, by the blood, I speak activation, hallelujah, to the gift of discernment. Working in your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, by the blood.
In the name of Jesus.
Activation, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you mute your phone. It's too much competition. Don't let your background compete with the Spirit. If you have noise in your background, mute it, please. Amen. Or get in a quiet place. Praise God. Okay, let me look to see what it is, because the competition is not good. Amen. Okay. I just muted it. Amen.
Amen.
And so, beloved, We don't need that type of interruption. Praise God. Terrible. Amen. Amen. And so now we're going to 2 Samuel 13. Amen. I need someone to be able to read it clear and strong. And remember, as the reading is going on, there's going to be different characters that are speaking. Absalom is in this. David is in this. Tamar, the daughter of David, Amnon is present. Amen. That's the brother. And Jonadab, which is the cousin of Amnon, because he is the son of King David's brother. Amen.
Amen.
And so pay attention to the characters. And I want you, as the reading is going forth, and you're hearing what's going on, by the Spirit, by the Spirit. Amen. Tap into the Holy Ghost. Amen. Write down the name of the person and write down the scripture so that we could go back to the scripture so that the other people can see it when you speak it. Amen. And write down what spirit is that. Amen. This is a prophetic exercise. What spirit is that? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank
Amen.
You,
and so we at 2 Samuel 13, and we start with verse 1. Can someone read it nice, slow, and strong?
13.
And clear.
13.
And it came to pass after this that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister whose name was Tamar, and Amnon, the son of David, loved her. And Amnon was so vexed that he felt sick for his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin, and Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very subtle man. He said unto him, "Why art thou, being the king's son, lean from day to day? Wilt thou not tell me?" And Amnon said unto him, "I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister." And Jonadab said unto him,
lay thee down on thy bed and make thyself sick. And when thy father cometh to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, let my sister Tamar come and give me meat, and just the meat in my sight, that I may see it and eat it at her hand. So Amnon lay down and made himself sick. And when the king was come to see him, Amnon said unto the king, I pray thee, let Tamar, my sister, come and make me a couple of cakes in my sight, that I may eat at her hand. Then David sent home to Tamar, saying, go now to thy brother Amnon's house and dress him meat. So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was laid down. And she took flour and kneaded it and made cakes in his sight and did bake the cakes. And she took a pan and poured them out before him, but he refused to eat. And Amnon said, have out all men from me. And they went out every man from him. And Amnon said unto Tamar, bring the meat into the chamber, that I may eat of thine hand. And Tamar took the cakes which she had made and brought them into the chamber to Amnon, her brother. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her and said unto her, come, lie with me, my sister. And she answered him, nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not thou this folly. And I, whither shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee. Howbeit, he would not hearken unto her voice, but being stronger than she, forced her and lay with her. Then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he had loved her.
My God.
And Amnon said unto her, arise, be gone. And as she said unto him, there is no cause. This evil in sending me away is greater than the other that thou didst unto me. But he would not hearken unto her. Then he called his servant that ministered to him, unto him, and said, put now this woman out from me, and bolt the door after her. And she had a garment of divers colors upon her, for with such robes were the king's daughters that were virgins appareled. Then his servant brought her out and bolted the door after her.
And Tamar, let's stop right there.
Okay.
Let us stop there, because there's a lot of spirits up in there. Amen. And what verse did you stop at?
She stopped at 18.
No.
At verse 18. Did you stop at 18, woman of God?
Yeah. It was 18. I read 18.
Oh, you read 18. So listen, we didn't read 19. What we're going to do is we're going to give a homework assignment for you to read from 19. Amen. Write it down. From 19 all the way down to 39, because there's other spirits up in there. Amen? But for the sake of time, we're going to deal with these spirits from the time from one. Amen? Him being lovesick. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God. Beloved, you have to be able to discern if it's love, Listen, you know the love of God. You know the divine love. You have to be able to discern, is this thing love
or
is
lust.
This thing flesh? Amen. Or is it love? There's that spirit. Lust is a spirit.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. So before I name these spirits, I want to hear from you first. Who wants to go first? Concerning what spirit did they discern from this text?
Well, Jonadab was, he had the spirit of the serpent.
Yes, he did.
He was slick,
uh-huh.
You know, and he showed him how to
manipulate.
To do what he wanted, to manipulate the situation.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what I got from that one, you know. And then Amnon, he had lust, and he was subtle. Although, you know, he was subtle because he acted like he was sick and lured her in.
So birds of a feather was flocking together, huh? Both their mates was here too.
That's right.
Okay. That's why we gotta come out from among them. We gotta separate ourselves. Amen.
That's right. That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. All right, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And the spirit of hatred and evil was upon mm-hmm. Amnon. That's what I got. Now I couldn't think of some others, although I know there were. But that's what I wrote down.
What I want to touch on, what she said, if you went back to Genesis, that's how the Bible describes the serpent, subtle. And so when she said, amen. So when she said Jonadab had the spirit of a serpent, yeah, he was subtle. Amen, hallelujah, mm-hmm. like the serpent, mm-hmm. amen. And that mm-hmm. means that he was sick on his feet. He was deceptive. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. There's mm-hmm. some things that's mm-hmm. going on there. And I want you all to understand that he was the counsel of the ungodly. He did not
that's
give
right.
Amnon good counsel. Beloved, when
not
you
right.
want to know
that's
what
right.
to do, amen,
right.
when people are entering into your situation, giving you bad counsel, you can't be so sick and so downtrodden or so hurt that you are not discerning. Amen?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
God gave you a command. He said, try the spirit by the spirit.
By the spirit.
Amen.
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 Try the spirit that you be speaking, whatever the person is speaking by, try it by the Holy Ghost. Try it by the written word. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Because the
Amen.
Bible tells us that
by
we are not to
word.
Sit in the council of the ungodly.
Of the ungodly.
Amen?
That's right.
Didn't he say that? Do
That's
not
right.
sit in the council of the ungodly. And so, you know, or in the seat of the scornful. Amen? And so that tells you that was wrong already. And so there was deception there. Amen? And the other thing the woman of God said, listen, there was witchcraft working. Do you
Amen.
Know that witchcraft
Amen.
Is a part of the fallen flesh?
Amen. Amen.
It was witchcraft because witchcraft is manipulation, intimidation, and control.
Amen.
Witchcraft is manipulation, intimidation, and control.
Say it again. Amen.
Intimidate you, manipulate the situation to bring about their own result. Listen, when you take away a person's right to choose, that's manipulation.
Amen.
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 Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell the truth and let them choose. Amen. But when you start manipulating a situation, he done lied. He done feigned sickness. Amen. There's a lying spirit. And an lying spirit full blown will commit murder. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mother Robert said a liar will steal. And he did. He stole her virginity. Amen.
Yes.
Oh,
my
Lord.
God,
Amen.
You have
yes,
to be mindful. You have to be mindful. You got to be a discerning thing. Amen. And you have to know what is working And you have to know where to place people. And not only that,
Amen.
You learn yourself and make sure that you're not lending the members of your body over to the wrong spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Because sometimes you can speak freely, and you know you got to discern those thoughts of yours. You may have a thought, but once you discern it and realize that it ain't of God, you know I'm not going to say that.
Cast it down. Amen.
That's right.
Cast it down.
Don't entertain it too long.
Yes, amen.
Do not entertain a thought too long because it will become an imagination.
Yes.
It can become a part of your behavior and your conversation.
Amen.
So that was really good. And can anyone tell me why witchcraft is a part of the fallen flesh?
It's a spirit of manipulation, and where it's pretty much is the spirit working within the person. Control.
It's all part of mental.
The works of the flesh is not demonic. The works of the flesh is the fallen man. In your flesh dwelleth no good thing.
Right.
This is why we needed to be born again. Amen.
Amen.
So let us look at the works of the flesh. Let us look at Galatians 5. It's a part of the works of... Listen, the heart of man is evil and deceitfully wicked, and who would know it? You can shake
Amen.
A man's hand,
Amen.
But you can't shake his heart. Amen?
That's right.
How do you discern the heart of a person?
You can't. Oh, you can by what comes out their mouth, right? Their action.
There you go. By what comes out of their mouth.
What they say.
And their action. Their actions will tell it all.
The mouth speaks the issues of the heart. That's what the Bible says.
Amen.
That's right.
The Bible says that the mouth speaks.
Out of the mouth.
They may not know who you are until you open up your mouth.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. So,
beloved,
you have to choose your words wisely. Amen. It's time to speak spiritually. Amen. We can't keep saying we're in Christ, but now we speaking and acting like the world. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Time to mature.
Amen.
And so Galatians 5, right? Anybody got the works of the flesh? Galatians 5, 19 through 21. Let's pull that up.
Galatians 5.
And we want to hear from some of the rest of you before we...
Somebody else to read.
Yeah, let's read it in KJV. Okay, I'm going to read it, okay?
Amen.
Galatians 5, it says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
Witchcraft is a part of the fallen flesh.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't become demonic until you open a door in your flesh, and it gives the opportunity, when you sin, you open the door for demonic activity. Amen. When you sin, you open the door for demonic activity.
Amen.
This is why repentance is important. Amen?
Yes.
Hatred is a part of the fallen flesh. Didn't we see hatred there?
Yes.
Variance, immolations, wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
You operate in your flesh, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. And the word is true. Amen? And Amen. So we see here that the Bible says that rebellion is as the sin of what? What does the Bible say about rebellion? And what else is that? It's as the sin of witchcraft. I'm going to pull it up. I'm going to give you the scripture. It's in Samuel. Samuel was speaking to Saul, King Saul.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I want you to see it in the word for yourself. Beloved, you have to know these scriptures. Because if you don't know the word of God, how can you discern? If you don't know the word of God, how are you going to try the spirit? A lot of times you don't have time to pull out your Bible and do a study. Amen. When people are before you talking foolishness. You got to be able to study to show yourself approved unto God that you be a workman not ashamed. Amen.
Amen.
You have to be able to rightly divide this word of truth. You got to be able to try those spirits by the Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
1 Samuel 15:23. Listen, don't go out there with your guns unloaded. Amen.
Amen.
You got 66 books. 66 books. The Bible is out Smith and Wesson. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't go out there shooting blanks. Praise God. Get it.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And so Samuel 15:23 says, for rebellion is as the sin of divination. That's witchcraft. Divination is witchcraft. And presumption is as iniquity and idolatry. Amen? Because you have rejected the word of the Lord. He has also rejected you from being king because you have rejected the word of the Lord. He has also rejected you from being king. And so, beloved, we cannot reject the word.
Amen.
We have to yield to it. Amen?
Amen.
The word of God is rebellion. The Bible says that rebellion is as a sin of divination, which is witchcraft. It's a part of the fallen flesh. And so when you operate in the flesh, I'm going to say it again, you open the door for uncontrolled demonic activity. Amen?
Amen.
When you can't control it anymore, it is my flesh no more.
Amen.
When you are doing it compulsively, it is no longer the flesh. It's demonic. And that must be dealt with. Amen. When you are doing things and you have no control, I'm going to tell you, I had a demonic trigger. When God saved me and delivered me and set me apart, amen, hallelujah, listen, I needed to get deliverance. Amen.
Amen.
There was a word. Amen. Hallelujah. That if you said to me, I'm going to let you, that was a trigger for me. Boy, I would get indignant. You won't let me do nothing. I do what I want to do. Amen.
God, that
word was spoken to me, and God showed me myself in the spirit. He let me hear the click. There was a click. He let me hear the click. It was slowed down, and I was shaking my head and being nasty. And I looked at myself in the spirit. I said, oh, you ugly. But I was delivered that day. It was
happening
so quick. I didn't know that there was a trigger. The word was spoken, and I responded. The word was spoken, and I responded. I don't respond to that no more. So
Amen.
When you're pushing your button, those things are buttons and triggers. That stuff is demonic. You're supposed to have dominion. You're supposed to have control over your own spirit. They made me do that and act like that. No.
That's you.
You have control over your spirit.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Control over your spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
and so,
it.
Beloved, listen, we are held accountable unto God. There's accountability.
Amen.
To whom so much is given, so much is required. We can't keep making excuses And if you're in a place blaming other people, something's wrong. Amen? Listen,
amen.
Take authority over your own life. Hallelujah, Jesus. No one can be able to make you so mad to the point where you fly off the handle and now you black out and you out of control and something else in place. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And so we see here, anyone else have any other spirits that they want to add? Because this is a prophetic exercise. We try the spirit by the spirit. Amen. That there's characters within this text. Absalom, Tamar, David. Amen. King David is here. Amnon. Amen.
I wanted to say I also picked up the spirit of anger in Amnon, which was towards the end after he raped Tamar. He pretty much, first it was out of lust and love that he wanted her. Then after he raped her, he turned angry and told the servants to put her out. So it and the anger seemed like it was hatred at that point.
There was very little love there. That was the spirit of lust working. Amen?
Yeah,
love will endure with you. Love will commit to you. Love is going. Listen, if he wanted her like she said, ask daddy for me. He won't keep me from you. Why shame you?
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
He knew that the wrong spirit was operating. Amen.
Right. Amen. That's right.
Hatred is there. The Bible uses that word hatred. Amen.
Yeah.
But what I want to share with you is that a person don't want to be reminded of their sin. So after he couldn't control himself and laid with her, he didn't want to see her because she was a reminder of his sin. Beloved, woman of God, take the man of God somewhere in the spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Man of God, take the woman of God somewhere in the spirit. Don't shame her. Don't lay with her. You sleep with him before time, you're going to be a reminder of his sin.
Yes. That's right.
Amen.
What he's going to love about you is that he fell with you. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. You don't want to be a reminder of the fall. Praise God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And so, beloved, we have to do better. And so Tamar took a good stand, didn't she? She said no, but she was too weak to overpower him, right? So, beloved, you can't put yourself in these situations. Date publicly. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
If you want to date, do it publicly. Don't find yourself behind closed doors where people can take advantage of you because as women, sometimes we are weaker when it comes down to strength unless you got some type of skill set. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God.
But she probably didn't think that her own brother would do that to her. You know? She didn't pick up.
I'm going to tell you something.
She didn't pick
up his sister. Pay attention to the text. Amnon never called her his sister. He called her, who did he call her?
Oh, his brother's sister.
That's right. Uh-huh. See, when
provided right there.
That's right. We got to discern. We got to discern. Amen.
The conversation.
Don't shame me. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. It's the conversation. Yes.
The reason why he did not see her as his sister, but as his brother's sister, is because he wanted her.
That's it. That's
amen.
It.
And it was unlawful for him to have her.
That's right. And she told them that, too.
See, the mind will start coming up with all type of excuses against what's right and true so that it can have its way. That's that spirit of deception, that lying spirit, deception, that manipulation spirit, trying to find a way. So, no, I don't see you as my sister because I want to lay with you. And he knew he couldn't get away with having her. Because she was a what?
Virgin.
She had not known a man.
She was a virgin.
Yeah.
Had not known a man. And so that was really good. It was really good that you brought that out. That's why we have to slow walk the scriptures. When you slow walk, there's all kind of nuggets in there. Amen?
I hear you. Amen.
So bad that he fell sick for his sister. Beloved, anybody love sick? Listen,
no.
God is giving us nuggets here. Listen, if they love sick, that's the flesh. Amen.
It ain't amen. And it ain't love.
Amen. There you go. That's lust.
It's lust.
For
that's lust.
Amnon,
all
the
way. That's right.
For she was a virgin, and Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. Amen.
Amen.
Amnon was so dead that he fell sick for his. Okay, so the Bible is calling her his sister, and it came to pass. Okay, let me see. But Amnon had a friend. Let's see how he calls her here. Verse 4. It says, and he said unto him, why art thou? This is Amnadab speaking to him, right? Jonadab. Why art thou, being the king's son, lean from day to day? Wilt thou not tell me? And Amnon said unto him, I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister. See, he didn't call her his sister. See, we got to respect our sister. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
We have to respect our brother. Amen. Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
There ought to be a respect there. We don't want to lead them into sin. Amen. We don't want to take advantage of them. You know, sometimes when people come out of the world, they don't understand that you're trying to do something nice for them when you tell them we don't do that in Christ. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
You don't have to tell me in that way. Amen? They don't understand that.
They don't. They feel like you're being rude.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody else want to share? Anybody else want to share anything else you see?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I was just to add on to what you told us to look for in the scripture tonight. I feel as though there was some devil worship in there and maybe some cannibalistic stuff because, you know, in cannibalism, they have to have a sacrificial lamb. So this woman was a sacrificial lamb for this person. So they had to make them sacrifice themselves and submit in order to go forward. That's what, you know, and if I'm wrong, anybody please correct me. I'm learning as I go, as I come to Bible study. So, you know, a lot of times we got to realize that in the world that, you know, when what you follow, you need to realize you're being used as a sacrificial lamb for something. That's what I took from the story just now.
Yeah, but cannibalism is the eating of human flesh, humans eating other human flesh. That's what cannibalism is.
Right. Was that going on in there, or did I miss it?
No.
No, that's not in there.
That was not in there? Okay, yeah. Okay, because I heard something about a heart or something.
No.
Okay, but he emotionally wanted her. I'll say instead of cat, he emotionally wanted her, so he wanted her to idolize him to get there. That's the way I took it.
Oh, okay, okay. Right, so then what he was trying to do, that he wanted her to obey him over God.
Right, which is an idol worshiping thing to me.
Okay, that's idolatry. Okay.
Right.
I can see that as being a form of idolatry, anything that you put before God. Remember, idolatry for us today is not like it was for them back then, right?
Okay.
So
yeah, because we're talking about
in our life.
Right, because we're talking about before Christ, a lot of things was going on back then, different times, I agree.
Yeah. And so God wants to be first. Anything that you put before God that he's not first, anything that's coming before him is idolatry, beloved.
Amen.
That's idolatry. Amen. And so, and then you said something else. What else did you say? Not the cannibalism. You mentioned idolatry.
Idolatry and false worshiping. You know, she took the love of this person as it was her God.
Okay, so what I want to say concerning that, see, the Holy Spirit doesn't really force you. Amen. You have free will. You have free will to hear the gospel and believe it or not. Amen. Hallelujah.
Right.
You have
to
discern these spirits that want to force you and make you and slap you around. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to discern it. Amen. Hallelujah. That was the spirit of control. Amen. And so,
right. Okay.
And also, the Bible says that whoever you give your members of your body over to, that is who you worship. Amen. And
amen.
So Absalom, Amnon did give himself over to forced worship. Amen. And this right here was forced worship. In the act, they entered into the spiritual realm illegally, because you know when a man and woman come together with intimacy, they enter into the spiritual realm. So they had no legal right to be there, and it was forced worship. Amen. They have no legal right to come together in that manner. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It was lawlessness. Amen.
Amen.
And she was dragged into it. She was dragged into it. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. I can see that. Anybody else got anything else? But that was good too, Sister Shirley, how you was able to say that cannibalism is the eating of flesh. And so if we really begin to measure things and research things, right, we can begin to say, okay, it ain't this, it's not that. You know, whenever the prophetic is operating, it needs to be tried. The Bible
Amen.
Says let the prophet speak two or three and let the others do what? What does the Bible say about that? Let the prophet speak two or three and let the others do what?
Keep silent.
No,
don't look it up. No. Multiply? I'm just guessing. I have to look it up, too.
Don't be guessing.
It's okay.
You listen, you don't have to guess. It's scripture. It's scripture. 1 Corinthians 14:29. Someone read it.
All right. Let me get it.
1 Corinthians 14:29. Whenever prophecy comes forth, it should be weighed. It should be measured. It has to be tried.
Okay. Let the other judge.
Yes, let the others judge. Amen. So, beloved, when you hear prophecy, God don't have you there being stupid. You got to judge it. Does it align with the word? Amen. Mm. Is it the spirit of truth, or is it flattery?
Amen.
The devil will flatter you all day long. Amen.
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 Is it a lion spirit? Amen? Can a prophet speak by way of a lion spirit?
No.
No.
Come on now. A prophet can't speak by way of a lion spirit?
Oh, not, I'm sorry, yes.
Not and be true. Not and be real.
There are false prophets ahead of the people follow.
Does scripture say anything about a prophet speaking by way of a lion spirit?
Oh, yes.
What it says?
It's in the Old Testament. Well, I can't remember where it is.
Second Chronicles 18:21. Well, then, 1 Kings 22:23 too. Beloved, listen, we have to investigate the scriptures. Remember, it was when Jesus, Ahab, was about to go into war.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that the king that was going to go into war with him, 2 Kings, he said that, it says, then a spirit came forward. Okay, let's go back. 2 Kings 18:21. Amen?
Amen.
In that text, 2 Kings was going to go into war, right? Ahab, the other king said, the king of Judah said, is there a word from the Lord? He wanted to hear from God before they went into this battle. There was false prophets that they went to first, and he said, is there any prophet from the Lord? Amen? It says, listen, I will go and be a deceiving spirit in the mouths of all. We got to read it. We got to read it because it's not going to come out right just getting it short like that. Okay, that's 21. Let us go to 2 Kings 18. I believe that this is important, beloved.
Amen.
Because if you don't know it, you won't be able to discern it. Let us start at verse 12, 2 Kings 18:12. I'm going to read it. And the messenger Amen. That went to call Micaiah spake to him, saying, behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one assent. Let thy word, therefore, I pray thee, be like one of theirs, and speak thou good. And so Micaiah was a prophet that never spoke good of Ahab. Y'all can read
Wait
the whole thing yourself. I'm not going to read the whole thing.
2 Kings 18:12?
I started from 12, and we're going all the way down to 18.
Mm.
2 Kings 18. I'm at verse 12. It says, and the messenger that went to call Micaiah, Micaiah is a prophet, spake to him saying, forget it. Let us just go back. We can't short it because you're not going to get the fullness. Let's go to verse 1. I'm not going to cut you off short. Amen. Now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor and abundance and joint affinity with Ahab. He joined forces with Ahab. And after certain years, he went down to Ahab to Samaria, and Ahab killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance and for the people that he had with him, and persuaded him to go up with him to Ramoth Gilead, right? And Ahab, king of Israel, said unto Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, wilt thou go with me to Ramoth Gilead? And he answered him, I am as thou art, and my people as thy people, and we will be with thee in the war, right? So Ahab went Jehoshaphat to go into war. Verse 4, and Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. Therefore the king of Israel gathered together of prophets 400 men and said unto them, shall we go to Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, go up, for God will deliver it into the king's hand. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides that we might inquire of him? So listen, Jehoshaphat is discerning. Ahab brought in 400 prophets. But Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, is saying, we need to hear from a prophet from God. Amen?
Amen.
And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him. Wow, that's powerful. For he never prophesied good unto me, but always evil. The same is Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. Let not the king say so. Verse 8. I'm sorry, beloved. I wanted to read it from the beginning because, and the king of Israel called for one of his officers and said, fetch quickly Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, sat either of them on his throne, clothed in their robes, and they sat in a void place. You're making too much noise. They sat in a void place at the entering in of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah, the son of Chenaanah, had made him horns of iron and said, thus saith the Lord, with these thou shalt push Syria until they be consumed. And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. Right? 12. And the messenger that went to call Micaiah spake to him, saying, behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one assent. That means that they was with one accord.
Mm.
Amen? Listen, the Holy Spirit is not going to contradict himself. If they're speaking by the Spirit and there is a prophet of the Lord, there's not going to be contradiction. Amen? Let thy word, therefore, I pray thee, be like one of theirs and speak thou good. So they're trying to tell him how to prophesy now, right? And Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, even what my God saith, that will I speak. So what he's saying is that he's not going to be persuaded or motivated only by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Only what God says. Amen. And then it says here, we in 14, and when he was come to the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And he said, go ye up and prosper, and they shall be delivered into your hand. And the king said to him, how many times shall I adjure thee that thou say nothing but the truth to me in the name of the Lord? Then he said, I did see all Israel scattered upon the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return, therefore, every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, did I not tell thee that he would not prophesy good unto me but evil? Right? Now let's read 18. And he said, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting upon his throne, all the hosts of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who shall entice Ahab, king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? Right? And one spake, saying after this manner, and another saying after that manner. Then there came out a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? How are you going to entice him? And he said, I will go out and be a lion spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. Did y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the Lord said, thou shalt entice him, and thou shalt also prevail. Go out and do even so. Now, therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lion spirit in the mouth of these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil against thee. Did you not see that in the word for yourself?
I heard it, but my Second Kings is not saying none of the what you just said.
Yeah,
oh,
same
sorry,
here.
Beloved. Second Chronicles 18.
Chronicles.
I do apologize. Amen.
That's okay. That's all right.
Second Chronicles 18. Praise God. Amen.
Okay.
Second Chronicles.
Okay.
Amen. There is correction, and I thank God for the body of Christ. Amen. Iron does sharpen. Amen. Amen. So, yes, there can be a lion spirit in the mouth of the prophet to bring about God's purpose. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But we must still do what? Try every spirit by the Spirit. And so the prophet Micaiah, who would not turn aside from the word of the Lord, he was able to see in the Spirit that this thing took place.
Amen.
He knew that it was a lion spirit that went out to entice Ahab, because Ahab always wanted to hear the good.
Mm-hmm.
See, we have to stop wanting it to be sugarcoated. All we should want is a word from the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Sometimes God is speaking correction, and he may not be speaking prosperity. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's
but
right.
Whatever it is, let it be well with your soul after you measure it. Amen?
That's right.
Amen. Amen. And the reason why evil was always spoken to Ahab is because Ahab was evil. Amen. Praise God. Listen.
Amen.
Do you not want the truth? Do you not want God to tell you the truth?
That's Amen. Right. Yes,
you
know, I do.
So if you be a prophet, you can't prophesy what people want. You can't. You
That's
can't
right.
be influenced by the people. You have to
Amen.
Constantly say what Micaiah said. I can only speak what God reveals. That's all I can speak. I
Amen.
Can't speak anything else. And if he doesn't reveal anything, I cannot speak anything. Amen?
That's
Amen.
True.
Amen. And so we're going back to, we're late, it's 9:31, but we're going to go back to 2 Samuel. Right. Did I say 2 Samuel? 2 Samuel, that's what we was, right?
Yeah,
and do
yeah.
anyone have any, have discerned any of the spirits? We have that there was that Amnadab was subtle, like the serpent. We have that there was a spirit of lust operating through Amnon, right? Right?
And,
lust,
yeah.
lust don't want commitment and lust don't want responsibility. Amen? Hallelujah.
That's right.
Listen, we have to be able to make them wait. Make them wait on you. Make them commit. Amen? Because that's the Lord.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then there was witchcraft because there was a scheme crafted. Listen, if when you deviseth a plan, what does the Bible say, one about deviseth a plan of evil? What does the Bible say about one that devises an evil plan?
Devise an evil plan?
Devise an evil plan. Dear.
That's in Proverbs. Proverbs
24:8. Okay. I have to go there.
It says, he that devises to do evil shall be called a mischievous person.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Proverbs 6:18 says, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make haste to run to evil. Amen?
Amen.
Beloved, we shouldn't be running toward evil. We got to discern our own thoughts. We got to measure this thing by the word. We got to try it by the spirit. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And sometimes people may ask you a question. If you ain't got it, just say, no, I got to look it up. I got to see God. I'm not sure
Amen.
Yet.
Amen.
I don't know. Amen? Sometimes you
Amen.
Have to tell yourself. You have to speak to yourself and tell yourself, I got to see God on this. I see the imagination. But I got to get before God on this. Amen? Hallelujah.
Yeah, Amen. Hallelujah.
Before I carry it out. Amen? Hallelujah. Because if not, we'll be running around looking crazy like Amnon.
Amen.
And Jonadab.
Amen. Amen.
And David, who did not do anything. David was angry, but he did not confront it. He did not correct it.
No.
See, this is why we cannot leave sin unchecked.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you finish reading the rest of the text, you're going to see Absalom had revenge in his heart.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? And,
yes,
and that revenge works. The Bible says, what does the Bible says about vengeance?
Vengeance
is mine and I will recompense. Amen?
Amen.
So there's a whole lot going on in this text that should not be going on. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
A whole lot that is against the scripture. Left his sister in shame, left him in sin. Amen? David
and then it seemed like it was getting angry, like it became from lust to, like, now anger, like, you know, hatred
anger.
Almost.
Murder.
Listen,
right.
Tempted, yeah. Who are you tempted by? What does the Bible say about temptation? The Bible
temptation
says that when you are tempted, you are tempted by the Bible says that when you are tempted by the desires of your own heart. Amen?
Yes.
If they're in your heart, you can't be tempted. Amen. Don't the Bible say that?
Amen.
Listen, this is how we're going to be holy and be well. I don't care what it is. It ain't got to be sex. It could be a cigar. It could be crack cocaine. It could be heroin. Amen. It could be promiscuity. It could be lying, cheating, backbiting. Amen. There's a lot of spirits that work here. Amen.
Yeah.
They work for a reason. James 1:14. Let's pull it up.
Oh, James is my man.
Amen. Amen. Let us start at 13. James 1, and we're going to go to verse 13, and we're going to read down to 15. Look, this is why you have to know the word. You can't discern properly if the word ain't there. And like I said, when you're discerning what's coming out of somebody's mouth and you're trying a spirit by the spirit, you know, you ain't got time to pull out the Bible and do a Bible study. You got to get that in your private time. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit will remind you of what Jesus said. Jesus is the word. The Holy Spirit will remind you of that, but you got to get something in there. Amen.
Amen.
So now, what does that say? James say?
Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death.
Mm-hmm.
Do not err, my beloved brethren.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
No, after the death is good.
Okay.
But beloved, do you see how temptation is coming? That desire is in you. Satan wants to speak to something in you. In your flesh, you don't know good things. This is why the flesh must be crucified. This is why we fast to crucify the flesh. Amen. We must die to that. We must identify with the death, with the crucifixion, the death, and the burial of Jesus Christ. Listen, that flesh must be entombed.
Amen.
Amen. It should not be living. It should not be acting up. Amen. That
there
flesh should
be nothing
be entombed.
Coming up.
Amen.
Amen.
And we should be operating as resurrected beings. Amen. Resurrected with Christ. Power. Power. Amen. Hallelujah. We should be walking in the power of the Spirit. And so if the flesh is still reigning, you got to be mindful. You got to begin to feed yourself that which is spirit and life.
Amen.
To combat that which is operating from sin and death. Only the spirit can war against the flesh.
Amen.
You don't have the power to war against the flesh. That's why when man fell, the flesh reigned.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a spiritual life now. And Romans 6 says the spirit wars against the flesh, and the flesh lusts against the spirit. They war against each other. The only way we're going to win is that the mind must be spiritualized. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so now what can we do different? Because it's late. What can we, now that we have read this text, and we see that in casual day-to-day living, that we could be giving the members of our body over to other things and talking by the wrong spirit. We think it's a harmless joke. But I ask you, what spirit is that?
Amen. Amen.
There's accountability and responsibility here. So now how can we go forth in our pilgrimage,
amen,
being mindful of idle conversations and, you know, just carelessly speaking, amen, knowing that our words are leading somewhere, amen, our desires, what desires are we giving into?
Amen.
Watch your desires will
praying.
Drive you. Excuse me, what did you say?
Watch as well as pray.
Got to watch and pray.
I wanted to say something. I was going to say something that was really good tonight. When you, as you're saying, what are you giving your members to? And so far what I've noticed, I've grown to really notice it within myself, is to pay attention to my thoughts, to what I'm thinking. Amen. Because sometimes, you know, your thoughts, your mind is the battlefield. And I mean, you can pray, you can fast, you can do 40 days, 60, 70 days, and your mind can just race. And I find, and I started to recently really get quiet and pay attention to my thoughts. And the stuff that starts to come out, if you let it go, if you let your mind just wander, it's like I said, and I'm speaking to myself as I'm listening, seeing my thoughts go by in my mind. I'm casting and binding all of these thoughts up because I'm saying in my spirit, these thoughts are not from God. So why am I thinking, where's these thoughts coming from? So I'm binding them and casting them down. And I'm reading my Bible. But like Apostle, what you're saying is you have to be mindful, you know, and you have to have the word to kind of counteract those thoughts. Because if not, you know, just because you're the body, you know, the flesh, wants to repeat maybe old patterns or old hurt or going back to just, you know, it'll go all over if you allow it to. So you're constantly battling the mind and meditating and, you know, until you come to that point of it, just your mind is being just clear. But it goes back to that taming that mind, you know. So that's what I wanted to say tonight.
That was really good, and the Bible says that you must be renewed in your mind. Your mind must be renewed because a carnal mind is enmity to God. Amen?
Amen.
And so,
amen.
The enemy wants to keep your mind racing. Amen? That's why we pray that prayer, that anything that will cause for your mind to race, we command for it to cease in Jesus' name. Amen? Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. Because we should have peace in our mind. The mind should be should have peace. Amen? But it's
amen.
And, beloved, I want to say this, that when you're fasting, fasting is not eating. Amen. That's a diet. Amen. When you're fasting, you're supposed to be giving yourself over to the word and prayer. Amen.
Right.
When you're fasting, you're shutting out the world and giving yourself over to spiritual things. And so if you're just not eating, but you ain't spending no time in fellowship with God in word and in prayer, amen, you're going to die. That's all.
Right.
That's all. That's just like, listen, the Bible speaks about, even the word of God says, is this the fast that I have called? I didn't call this type of fast. The fast that he has called is to loose the bounds of wickedness. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
That's the fast. So during fasting time, we're giving ourselves over to spiritual things that the bands of wickedness can be loosed. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. There's no way we could go into a fast and come out fighting.
Amen.
Well, man, brothers and sisters, did you spend any time with the Lord? Did anything happen? I mean, where did you go? You still angry? You still can't forget? You know what I'm saying?
Amen. Got to spend time with God. Amen.
Praise God. And so we have to be mindful of that. What else can we do? I like that the mind being a battleground of thoughts, casting them down. That's what the Bible said, cast down imagination, pull down strongholds. He gave you authority. Don't just let anything go on up in there.
Amen.
And your mind is not your brain. Your mind is invisible. Amen. Your mind will feed your brain. Your mind sends impulses to every part of your body. The seat of your emotions and affection. Amen? Beloved, you got to be mindful. And what you're putting in is going to work. If you don't put in nothing that is spirit and life, whatever you're putting in is going to influence you. Amen? If I'm around the world too long, I remember I went on a 14-day cruise. And God was ministering throughout that cruise. A woman got filled with the Holy Ghost and a little changing shack on the beach, She was a resident of St. Thomas. I went in there and chatted with her. She got filled with the Holy Ghost. I left in there speaking in tongues. Amen?
Amen.
We ministered so much on that crew that by the time I got to Dominique, I was poured out. I said, I got to find a church. Amen. So the man said, well, there's a church right there. I said, no, that's a Catholic church. I need a spirit-filled church where the body, where the spirit of God is moving. He took us, I said, you come back for me. I got to be back at that boat. But I needed to be amongst the saints so I can make it back. Because when I was on that boat, I needed to be amongst the saints. Before I got up in there, it was nothing but prayer. And they was operating in the gifts. I threw up my hands, tears rolled down my face, and I was just crying out to God, hallelujah. When I left out of there, I said, I'm ready to go back. Amen? Look,
Amen.
You got to get recharged. Stay connected.
That's right, always. You always got to recharge.
Amen?
That's
right. I had to find a place where they was alive that I could worship. Because everything ain't alive. Every place that you come, these places you go and it's dead, and they can't raise the dead. I needed a recharge.
Amen.
Amen. And God can use this young lady. I take Janice as my spiritual daughter. I didn't even know I needed a recharge.
Amen.
She called me, and she was talking. I said, Sister Janice, what do you want? She started singing this song, and so I listened to her sing her song. As she sang that song, sometimes you got to encourage yourself, and she was singing it too. Amen? That thing took me up in the spirit. I said, my God, hallelujah. You don't know who God is going to send to charge you. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Beloved, listen, try the spirit by the spirit. Anything else that we can do in our daily walk that we can obtain God's favor, and move into obedience and not give ourselves over to these scriptures are here for a reason. Amen?
Amen.
Sometimes we read these scriptures and we don't even think about the spirit that is at work. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But if you're going to try the spirit by the spirit and read in the word and see what spirit was these characters operating by, Jesus did it. The Son of Man didn't come in the world to destroy the world, but he came in that the world might be what? Saved.
Saved. That's right.
Amen.
How are we ministering to the world? Are we condemning the world? Are we speaking words that the world may be saved? Are we really aligned with Christ's mission?
Mm.
Can Beloved, I say something? We got to think about this. Apostle Bryce will always say, think about it. Think about it.
That's right.
Amen? We got to think about this. Where are we? Where are you? We're all members of the body. The Holy Spirit is working through us if you're born of the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Who you give your members of your body over to, that is who your master is.
Amen.
That's in Romans 6.
Amen.
You yielding it over to lying and all of this other foolishness, that's your master. It's going to reign. And it's going to show in your conversation and your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's true.
And you know what I want to say, beloved? I don't care what you do in secret. Because I done got to the point where God, I don't want to know anything unless you reveal it. Amen? Don't bring me no bad news. If God ain't revealed, because I can't even pray for you right with a whole bunch of foolishness. Amen? So, God, if you don't reveal it, I don't want to know it. All I want to know amongst you is Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's all I want to know. If God sees fit to reveal it, then we're going to deal with it. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
But, beloved, even what you do in secret, guess who's there with you?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The Holy Ghost. He's present, always. God sees. Amen. You may be in a dark place, but God sees.
Huh? That's right. Yes, he does.
Hallelujah. Can you imagine that this is, So sometimes we're more concerned about what people see and what they think more than what God sees. And he sees it all.
Amen. Well,
this amen. Thing is real. And we have to be without spot and without wrinkle. That's what the Holy Spirit is here for. The Holy Spirit is here to prepare the church and to make us without spot and without wrinkle that we be ready when the master comes.
Amen.
Amen. He says, think on those things that are above, that are eternal. We're spiritual beings. We should think on the things that are of where Jesus is. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And so if we're thinking on these low, fleshly things, that's too low for us.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Low. That's low. We ain't supposed to be that low. We ain't supposed to be pecking like the chicken. Amen? We meant to soar like the eagle. Amen? We
Amen.
Got time for foolishness. There's certain things in your walk that you should just not answer because it's too low for you.
Amen.
Just too low. Their mindset is low. I'm not going to answer that because I done elevated. That's too low. Amen. I'm not going back to that. The Amen. Enemy want to bring you low. He wants you to get loud, indignant. He wants you to say, well, they made me curse. No, they didn't make you curse. It's in there. It's in there.
Amen.
That's right.
If it comes out your mouth, it's in there. Deal with it. Get honest with yourself. Deal with it. Amen. Amen. I'm on a cleanse right now, and I wanted a piece of cake. That thing was for real. I had to pray. I had to pray that desire off of me. No cake Amen. For you. Amen. Boy,
Amen.
I wanted that cake. This thing is serious because I'm trying to be disciplined taking care of this temple. This is the temple of God.
Amen.
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 And so right now, even though everything I can have, I'm free to have everything and anything, it's not expedient for me.
Amen.
Everything ain't good for me. It may be good for
That's
you,
right.
but it ain't good for me. Amen?
That's right.
So I have to impose self-discipline on myself.
Amen.
I done been in the Word. Now it's time to impose some discipline. Praise
Amen.
God. Because if I don't get disciplined like an athlete, how am I going to get there?
Amen.
No one should have to impose disciplines on you. Listen. You believe and you are born of the Spirit, work out your own soul salvation, get in the Word of God, whatever the Word says, self-impose these disciplines that you can be disciplined and live a life like Christ. That's what a disciple is.
Amen.
Some people are just following, and they're not disciples yet. Who
Amen.
Are you? Who are you? Are you a disciple? Are you
yes,
disciplined to live a life like Christ?
Yes, I am.
Praise God.
I'm not that disciplined, but I'm
Amen.
Coming there. I'm getting
and
there.
And we got to keep pressing. Pressing toward
That's
the mark.
Right.
The Bible says press mm-hmm. toward the mark of God that is a high calling. Who's the mark of God? Christ. You got to keep pressing. Christ,
That's
isn't
right.
that what it's happening? You got to keep pressing to be like Christ.
That's
and,
right.
And the press is, and in your press, it's not about what you do. It's about how you yield. Because if you yield to the Spirit of Christ is going to live his life. All you got to do is
mm-hmm.
yield. Submit, surrender your will. Surrender everything. And let the Spirit live Christ's life through you. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, this
Amen.
Is hard. I don't know how to be Jesus. But Jesus in you knows how to be himself. Yield. Submit, surrender, yield. Because that's what it's going to take. So I know we was here discerning, but now we have to, and listen, we're going to lay down tonight and wake up. This is the dawning of a new day for you. Starting right
Amen.
Now, this is the dawning of the new day. You're not going to see conversations, people, and you're not going to see the Bible the same. Because activated today was discernment. And even if it may not be really mature, because whenever something is activated, you know, it starts off and you know, it's new. But you can grow in it. You can mature in it. And you want to operate this gift in wisdom.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Because wisdom is a principal thing. You got to know what to do with it. Amen?
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
We want to have God's heart and mind when we're discerning. So what I'm saying is that even if some people discern out of suspicion, that's the wrong spirit. Amen. That ain't the right spirit. You got to do everything that you do, you got to do in love. Your discernment, the word of wisdom, the word of all of these gifts have to be worked in love. Amen?
Amen.
And love is going to bring about God's desired results. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, beloved. Anyone else want to share before we close out?
Well, I'd like to say that I have had an experience recently on Facebook where somebody in one of those groups that they have out there, they put up something about the computer genius, and that they said he said now that the next pandemic is going to be much worse than this one, right? So now the computer genius. Now we had people that was in that's in that group that come out of S&D, and certain things I think they should know better. Mm-hmm. But when they read that, they got up there and started saying, "I rebuke this and I rebuke that." I said, and I admit that I came off a little, you know, not nice. And they got angry with me. So now they're not speaking to me, but that's all right. I said to them that you can rebuke and bind all you want. But this is the word of God. It's what God said is going to happen. God said these things are going to happen. You can't rebuke the
times
Spirit of God.
What the,
I'm sorry?
Times are the times.
Exactly. It's the times we are living in.
Amen.
You cannot rebuke the Spirit of God, because what did Jesus tell Peter when he tried to rebuke him? He told him he was not.
Satan.
That's right. Get thee behind me. You know, and I could have said that, but I'm not going to say that. I could have said it, though. But they're already mad at me, but that's all right. I don't care,
well,
because
what else do you see there? What else do you see there? They was a little bit like Ahab. They want to hear good things.
Exactly. Exactly. They only want you to tell them good things, nice things, and that's all right. I'm not going to do that. I'm not. If I love you, I'm going to tell you the truth. And that's always
Amen.
Been my motto for a long time. If
Amen.
I love you, I'll tell you the truth. You know, I'm not going to sweet talk you. I'm not going to sweeten it up for you. If
Amen.
God said it like that, then that's how I'll say it.
Amen.
Amen. So
Amen.
God bless them. I still love them, though.
Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you something. When God allows you to release revelation like that, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Even though people get mad at you, I always used to tell people, can you find what I spoke in the Word of God? And so I like for them to redirect your anger. Amen. Don't be mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
Go take it up with God. You ain't got to talk to me. You know?
That's right.
You go take it
That's
in
right.
prayer with God. And ask
That's
it,
right.
you know, you want to be angry? You want to stop speaking to someone? But you know that they like to get mad at the messenger when the word of God comes forth. If it be
true,
amen, if it is the word of God. Even Apostle Paul had to tell the church at Corinth, do I become your enemy because I have told you the truth?
Amen.
Huh? They were mad at him. Amen?
Amen.
And so these things will take place, beloved. Hold fast to the truth. Amen? Amen.
I always will.
Amen. And even if people get angry, from the time that a word is released, people have to be able to respond. You got to give people time to respond. So their first response may not be right. And you know they may not even respond to you. Their response may be to God. Remember when Jesus, my God, when the prophet came and told David that story about the lamb and the man that killed the other man's lamb, and he said, thou art the man, David. Did David speak to Nathan? Did he get mad at Nathan?
No.
Who did David speak to?
He spoke to the Lord.
He spoke to God. He spoke to
God.
Right. And that's what we have to tell people. Why are you talking to me? It is the word of the Lord. Talk to God. You don't like it, talk to God. And so we have to be mindful when we don't want to hear the truth. When we don't want to hear the word of God. Amen? Amen. We can rebuke a demon. Amen. You can send him to walk in dry places. You can't rebuke the truth, and you can't rebuke your flesh.
Amen.
Amen.
I like it. Amen.
So we got to get in the word of God to know what to do in these different situations.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We can pray. We can intercede. We can cry mercy. Amen. God can be merciful. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Anyone else have anything to share? We're about to close out.
Oh, yeah. This is Daryl Golden. Yeah, okay. I just want to say quickly that tonight, you know, it's like every time I think I'm behind, and when I get here, not right on time, which I'm going to work on, it's like, well, I think you're going to shut it down at 9, which I'm not saying you want in the future. The Spirit carries you on into 9:30, 10 o'clock hour, which, you know, I know I'm not saying that's intentional, but it shows me how the Spirit is moving me to let me know I'm in the right place at the right time. And it's never too late to be with God. That's the first
thing.
Because the last time we met, you know, the Spirit just kept going, and I had other things going on, but I put my earphones on and said, no, I'm not letting things in this house keep me away from the Bible study. I'm going to listen to the Word. So what I'm saying is I'm intertwining the Word and even stopping at points to listen and learn and not let things go. And, you know, get back to the quiet time where it's just, me, God, and Cornerstone Deliverance Baptist Church. But what I also want to learn tonight is, you know, we can't put false outer gods before us. You know, we need to realize, you know, when we leave Bible study, and, you know, I feel every time I come here that, okay, I'm entering back into the world, or as they say, the secular world. And if I got that right, yeah, secular, which is the world. And I can be corrected if I got that wrong. You know, I thought secular meant church, but secular means man. Am I correct?
Yes. You're right. Secular is the world.
Okay, I'm going to make sure I'm on the same page, not, you know, saying wrong information. My spirit leaves here and says that you have to know what you're following. You have to know what you're listening to, who you're listening to, what they're saying. If it's not of God, you need to get away from you. Because if you don't, you'll just fall off anything. And that's why tonight when you told us to know what spirits and what evil things were going on in that scripture, I think it was 2 Chronicles, that, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on there, and this person forgot about God. And like you said, you don't have time to pull out your cell phone and go to the Bible app by James Earl Jones or when somebody started questioning you about God, because, you know, when I started coming here and coming on Sundays, people said, oh, you think you're better than somebody, and, you know, is it going to make you the better you're at now? I said, you know, I'm not here for that. wherever God gets me better, I'm going to owe it all to him. So my point is, you know, I'm sure each of us, when we go to Bible study or we talk about Christ, you know, the people out of the church or even some in the church, depending on where their flesh is at, don't want to hear it. So we must hold on to Jesus and his word because it's hard out here. And if you don't have spiritual warfare, which you like Bishop Apostle Adrian Hearn said tonight, we're going to fall short. You know, you got to be quick on your feet. You know, you ain't got time, like she said, to pull out your Bible out your pocketbook or your little pocketbook Bible out your pocket. You got to be ready to know how these things that the devil's coming at you, how to stand and handle them. From the person that wants to argue, from the person that curse at you, from your family members that you try to tell them they don't want to hear it. You got to be ready for all of that. Because, see, those stressful situations, you know, can bring us down and depress you. And God wants you in a happy place. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to see heaven here on earth. I don't know where I would be right now if I didn't, you know, join this group and get my soul in a better place. And I mean, it's good, you know, right now, I can only speak for here, the pandemic has shut where I live at in Bowling Green, Virginia, which is near Richmond, Virginia, Fredericksburg, shut a lot of churches down. Some here locally are doing what you do. So, you know, now more than ever, we got to hold on to Jesus because the day going to come when this is going to be over, and then God's going to see who really is still holding on to me. You know, don't hold on to me now because we're in the pandemic and, you know, I can't get to church like I want to. You know, he wants to see after this who's still going to be around. And I know I'm definitely going to be around. So what I took from tonight was stay on the word. Don't let I forget the list of things went over because I've written anything down tonight, but I've listened of the false worships and all those sinful things to take you down. I know it's hard to walk away, but now I just kill them with kindness, you know, just say, what will God do right there at the moment? That's what keeps me going. So in closing, I just feel that it was very fruitful tonight. Once again, a great abundance of resources and literature, and I pray in my spare time outside of Bible study, he gets me with the resources that, you know, Paul has given me to keep going. And you know, like you said, don't just depend on you Wednesday night. Do something on Thursday night. It's no more than 30 minutes. So you got to exercise your body. You want to get strong, exercise your mind and your spirit, you know. So that's what I need to do. But at the same time, that's what also I learned tonight. And as I go forward weekly with you guys. But, you know, I really enjoyed tonight, and that's what I took from tonight's lesson.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the share of Brother Darryl Golden. Amen. And, beloved, and if we're going to build spiritual muscle, we have to exercise. Amen. In the word, exercise in prayer, exercise in submitting and surrendering and yielding to the Spirit. Amen. And so we're not going to keep you any longer. I thank you for your patience on tonight. Amen. But we are going to have that altar call. So I'm going to ask for Sister Cookie, Evangelist Rose, if you would do the altar call. And then I'm going to ask that Sister Shirley would pray us out.
Okay. Oh, well, we've heard the word tonight. We've heard what God has to say, and we know that God would love for us to come in and sup with him. And give him your heart.
Amen.
So I ask today if you would repeat these words after me, those of you that may not be saved. If you are saved, God bless you, and I'm glad, happy for you. If you are not saved, please repeat these words after me. Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sin. I believe you died for my sin, and I will serve you for the balance of my life. In Jesus' blessed holy name, I pray. And let the devil know. That devil, I am through with you. I am through with you, and I'm here to serve God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Sister Shirley, would you close us out?
Yes. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the word, the
the powerful word that went forth on tonight, Lord God. We thank you for the scripture, Lord God. We thank you for just blessing us to be in your presence, Lord God. Even as we separate on tonight, Lord God, we ask that you keep each of us covered under your blood, Lord God. Continue to have your way in our lives, Lord God. Let us not just be hearers of the word, but let us also be doers of the word, Lord God. And Lord God, instill within us to study that we may show ourselves approved unto you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Beloved, just hold on 1 minute. I know that we're going. I know that we're going, but I just want to give you this because I believe I know where it's at now. John 20 and 23, the Bible study is over. I just want to give you this scripture. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 23. It says, It says, when he has said this, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. It says, if you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld. Jesus is speaking to his disciples. Amen.
Amen.
When someone believes through the plan of God for salvation, as faith in Christ and his finished work at the cross, you can say to them, your sins has been forgiven.
Amen.
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 That's your authority. Jesus said, if you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. And if you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld.
Mm-hmm.
You got that?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You got to walk in that authority. Okay, beloved, agape love. Let's go in peace and serve the Lord.
Amen.
Agape love. Everyone have a rest of a good week.
Thank you.